Hi, friends, and welcome back. Today, I'm going to be talking about changing your mind. And what do I mean by that? Well, your mind is the creator of your entire life experience. And I know you've probably heard that before, and it may have kind of just whizzed on by, but I'm here to tell you that that is 100% true. Your mind literally creates your reality. So let me break that down for you a little bit and give you an example. When you are in the doldrums, we'll say, let's say you have something bad happen to you and just feeling really rotten about it. When that happens to you, when your mood dips like that, we are vibratory in nature. And so if you haven't heard that concept before, go back and listen to some other podcasts that I've done where I kind of break that down and explain what that means specifically. But you are a matrix of energy, and that energy is determined by your emotions. So if you are happy, your emotions are very good, then the signal that you emit is a positive one. It's an upbeat one. It's of high vibration. And when you're in the doldrums and you're just pissed and you're just not having a good day and you're just funky about something, you're also sending out a signal. It's just a lower one. It's a low vibratory signal. Those things are low vibration. And so why does that matter? It matters because we live in an energetic universe, and it is based on the concept of attraction. So you may have heard of the law of attraction. That is a very real thing, that you are actually creating your life experience based on the signal that you're emitting. And according to that signal, like things are being attracted to you. Right? So if I'm happy, more good things are going to show up for me. If I'm negative and angry, more bad things are going to show up for me. So at any given time, your energy matrix is a mix of a lot of things, some high vibratory things, some low vibratory things. And we don't always know the signal that we're emitting. Like if I just said, stop, Renee, and tell me what signal you're emitting. You're not going to be able to tell me that, but what you can tell me is how you feel. So if you tell me, you know what, Tanya, I feel just okay right now, well, then your signal is okay. And so you're probably going to be fine. You're not going to create anything relatively good in your life if you're just feeling okay, but it's better than feeling bad. If you were to tell me, you know what, Tanya, I am in a foul mood. I am pissy. I am upset. I am angry. You're now on a plane where other things like that will show up in your experience. When I was young, we had this thing called Murphy's Law. And Murphy's Law was simply this concept that like attracts like, or we would always say when it rains, it pours. So the funkier and the nastier your mood is, the more you're going to attract things that are like that. Conversely, if you are higher minded, if you are in joy, if you're in love, if you're in purity, you're going to attract good things. So I know I said, go back and listen to some other videos, but I just kind of broke it down for you right there. That is what it is. So today, I want to talk about changing your mind. And changing your mind for me means getting control over your mindset, right? And just being able to shift from moment to moment off of that negative plane of energy, off of that negative mood, off of that low vibratory state. There is always some good happening somewhere, and you can find it if you look for it. So by changing your mind, I mean looking at a situation, and if your default is to automatically see that through the lens of something negative, try to shift to see the positive in it. If you look, you're going to find something. I'll give you an example. let's say it's raining outside. It's just a dreary day, downpour all across the city, and you can't really get out and do much. Now, one person may say, man, I hate this time of year. It just rains all the time. I can't go for a run. I can't go to the park with my dog. I hate living in this city. It's always raining. Da 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 da. And then down the street, you may have a person that looks out the window and see that it's raining and says, ah, what a perfect day to curl up in the bed and watch some movies and pet my cat. Or I'm going to make me a nice warm cup of tea and I'm going to read a book. So same situation, downpouring outside, raining all across the city, but you have two different perspectives on what's happening. And so our lives are exactly that. We are creating everything that we experience by our interpretation of what is happening to us. So let me break that down a step further. When you see something and you interpret it as something negative, your mood shifts. As your mood shifts, it changes your energy matrix. And if you have more negative things than positive things in your energy matrix, or if you are more negative overall in your energy matrix, you are now on a plane to keep attracting more of that. It's simple in this understanding, but I don't want you to miss the power that is here. If you can train yourself to catch it in the moment, when you feel yourself call the rainy day something bad, shift off of that. Find the good in that. Find something positive about it. In this case, maybe you pick up the phone and call a friend and talk to them when you can't go outside and run with your dog. Or maybe you use that time to organize your closets. Just whatever you can do to shift off that negative mindset is going to go a long way in you creating a life that you want. So let me do a quick little recap of what I'm talking about here when I say change in your mind is so important. Our lives are being shaped and created by our interpretation of what is happening to us. Life is just happening. Life just is what it is, and it is on. And we're going to have moments where very good things are happening to us and it's really obvious. And we're going to have moments where not so great things are happening to us and it is obvious. But the majority of life is happening in the middle, right? It's not every day that we are losing a loved one. It's not every day that we are winning the lottery. The majority of life is happening in between those two states. And this is why changing your mind becomes so important. That everyday maintenance of life, of just daily events that are happening to you. This is where this concept becomes so important. Being able to catch yourself in the moment and understand when you are looking through a negative lens and just shifting off of that. Find something good in everything. That example that I gave you, it's a perfect one. That's what life is. Just in that middle space of really high and really low is just life. Normal, everyday things are happening. How are you interpreting that? Are you sitting in your space of negativity and going down in the doldrums? Or are you saying, you know what? I don't have to do that. I can keep my energy high. I can find the good that is here. And if I can't find the good that's right here, I can hold the understanding that in a moment, something else good is going to be here because I have control over my thoughts and over my mind. And I am becoming a deliberate creator of my reality. And so once you realize you have that power, it becomes much easier to shift off of a negative state and to get yourself psyched up and in the mindset that in a moment, It's not going to be like this. Something's going to change. Something's going to shift. And I have complete control and power over that. So I hope that blesses you. I hope that you will be more conscious about changing your mind. When you find yourself going down in the pit, just bring yourself back up. Find the good. Look at something and say, hey, there are some positive aspects here, and I'm going to celebrate those, and I'm going to milk those and allow those to raise your energy level or shift your mood to something positive. If the concept of vibration is a little bit off-putting for you, just think of it in terms of, I'm just going to shift my mood here. I don't have to be in a negative mood about this. I can find something positive. I can distract myself and find something else to do until the moment passes. But what I'm not going to do is allow my energy to be dragged down into a negative state. And even if you don't think of it in terms of vibration, we've all heard for the majority of our lives that a positive attitude changes everything. Just think of it in terms of that. But underneath all that, just know there's a little bit of science going on around your energy matrix and how you create and how you enjoy or experience the circumstances of your life.